verse 42, Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. I'd like to read a passage of Scripture, a verse of Scripture to us this evening and give you some thoughts. This is a different service for us, and every year we take this time and we make sure that we emphasize what our needs are as a church, what our goals are, but then what our theme is. So allow me for just a few moments to share my heart. This is not a sermon. This is just more of a fireside chat, if you will. This is just a pastor talk. And we're going to talk about this, some of the notes I put on the back of your Vision Night pamphlet there. But I want us to read out loud Acts chapter 2, verse 42 together. And as you find it there, this is the model of what I would like to see our church embrace as a New Testament Bible-believing church here in Evansville, Indiana. Let's take this verse and let's personalize it, let's adapt it, and let's use it here at Faithway Baptist Church. Verse 42, read it out loud with me. Ready, begin. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. You can be seated tonight. One of the things that the church should continue in, the Bible says, obviously, we should continue steadfastly in doctrine. We are not going to change our doctrine. We're going to keep it biblical. And this is a Bible preaching church. That's what Faithway Baptist Church is. The preeminence of that important thing is not about the preacher. It is about the message, and it is about the source from which all sermons should come, the Word of God. We find our doctrine. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that the Word of God is given for our doctrine. We believe the doctrines of the Word of God because that's how God delivered them to us through His Word. And so we continue in that. The Bible says we should continue in fellowship. And as I said, we are this year, as things begin to lift and as safety becomes a little bit more, everybody's got a different idea on this, but as we all are more comfortable being together in a safe way and all those things, we need to have that. And I got to thinking about that just this week. Fellowship is where a church becomes family. And the reality is that some of our church people, and this is any church, but I'm talking to our church tonight, you just need to get used to being around one another. That's important. And that's vitally important for the culture of our church. Then the Bible says in the breaking of bread, can I get an amen on that right there? I mean, that'll preach itself. But lastly, we need to continue steadfastly in prayers. Now, I want to say that I believe that Faithway Baptist Church is a church of prayer. I really do. I grew up at Bakey Road Baptist Church, of which we are, and the same church, different name, different location. And we prayed at Bakey Road Baptist Church. My grandfather is a man of prayer. I say is. He's watching right now. He and my grandmother, they're people of prayer. You don't have, by the way, you don't have what God gave us here without prayer. Some of you men will remember the meetings that we called, not secretly, but just personally and in small groups of people sitting down and saying, hey, look, we've got to determine where are we going as a church and is this what we need to do? And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. I can say this with confidence, just personal testimony. I know that my dad is a man of prayer. I know that my dad is a man of prayer. I know that my mom prays. I know that this church has people in it. They are people of prayer. But can I say that for me, and maybe this is the same for you, it is the most difficult part of my walk. It is the most strenuous part of my walk. John R. Rice was known and probably wrote one of the premier books on prayer, and I'll talk to you a little bit about how we're going to introduce some of those things throughout the year, but probably wrote one of the premier books on prayer, and in that book he said this, all of our problems are prayer problems. Prayer problems. And I just feel like this year, this is what I want us to adopt and I want us to think about. I want to, by the grace of God, lead our church into 2021 as a season of prayer. Keep that thought in mind, a season of prayer. It is, I think, important that churches go through seasons of accentuated and emphasized prayer time. And so this year, we're going to make prayer a more prominent part of what we do. There's a quote in your bulletin here. It says, the great people of the earth today are the people who pray. I do not mean those people who talk about prayer. How many of you have ever been guilty of that? Nor those who say they believe in prayer. Well, I certainly believe in prayer. nor yet those who can explain about prayer, but I mean those people who take time and pray. What do we need in 2021 as it relates to prayer? How can we, as believers and as church members of this church, how can we internalize the importance of this theme? I believe, number one, we need to know why we need it. We need prayer for several reasons, but I would start with this. We need prayer for direction. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You say, how do we know where to go next? Have you ever felt like you just didn't know where God wanted you to go next? And God certainly has a path for us and a will for us in this year, but we need to determine what that is through prayer. I don't want to be guilty of coming to the end of the year and saying, well, we did a lot of good things, but you know, I didn't really pray about those things before we scheduled them. I didn't really pray about those things before we tried them. I didn't really pray about those things. No, we need to make sure that we have prayer for direction. Secondly, we need prayer for protection. Jesus made mention of this in Luke chapter 22. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. And let me say, Faithway Baptist Church, Satan hath desired to have us. I think about that church we talked about this morning in Pergamos. They were in the seat of Satan. That was what God called their city. And let me say, in the last times, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, and things will, by definition, become that way. And the attacks of the devil, the fiery darts of the devil, are not going to be less, they're going to be more. But look what Jesus said, and you don't have the text there, but maybe write it down, Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. He said, Satan's desire to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He wants to destroy you. He wants to cut you down. He wants to grind on you, and he wants to destroy you. But Jesus said this, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. I would say this as well. We need prayer not only for protection, we need prayer for infusion of God's power. There is no power of God without prayer. We won't have it. 2 Thessalonians 1 says, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Why? Well, yeah, that'd be great to have the power of God, wouldn't it? I'd love to experience that. What are we talking about here, Pastor? Am I going to feel it? No, listen. The effect of the power of God says that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. That's what the power of God in us does. It doesn't lift us up. It causes Christ to shine through us. That's the power of God. We could say other things. I think probably, and I don't know if it's there in your bulletin tonight, but we also ought to pray for unification of our heart with God's heart. The Bible says in Psalm 119, 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. The most important thing that prayer does for a believer is it unites our will with God's heart. And then the Bible says that he'll give us the desires of our heart when our heart is in tune and in line with Christ's desires for us. So I'm asking us to do something this year. What can we all do? Prayer goals for 2021. Number one, this year, ask God to make you a person of prayer. Be a person of prayer. Hey, let me encourage you this year, make your family your prayer partners this year. We're going to talk in little soundbite segments of how to pray with your kids, how to teach your children to pray with you, how to pray with your spouse, how to pray for your kids and your spouse, how to pray for your family, how to pray for the lost. And we're going to take all these little things and break them down and do thoughts on them. And my hope is that you'll hear even some of them on the radio and see some of them on the church Facebook and all of those different things. How do we do this? Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to decide, yes, not only is it the theme of our church, it is my theme as well. Make it personal. Be a person of prayer. And let me just say, when you become a person of prayer, that everything produces after its own kind. I think it'll become infectious. That's a bad word to use, I know, right now, but you know what I mean. I think it's going to spread. It wouldn't be great if we had a pandemic of prayer. Man, that was a good one right there. I didn't even have that one in my notes. Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, we have to determine right now, be a person of prayer. Secondly, enlist other willing learners to pray. Can I tell you this? We're going to all walk into this year in prayer, knowing that we've got a lot to learn. My heart is to see you provided with some resources. We talk about that book. We're going to spend some time this year, and we're going to restart here in the near future the morning Facebook Live broadcast that we had going when we were all shut down, if you remember that. It won't be every day, but it'll be at least weekly. And during that time, Brother Dan and I have even talked about maybe implementing that in with the radio. And during that time, I'm going to have a book. And maybe it's the book that I just mentioned, John R. Ice's book on prayer. And we'll probably once a month say, hey, we have a resource for you. And here's this book, and if you would like to buy it, you say, well, I'm not a reader. Well, maybe you just listen to the sermons. Maybe you don't read the books. But if you are a reader, or if you say, I need to become a reader so that I can get these resources and adopt these things, we'll make them available, and you'll be able to purchase these books, and we'll put them at a discounted price for you. We'll probably even lose money as a church on it, but we'll get these books to you. And once a month, emphasize these things and take little snippets from it as we go through and talk about those things. We need to enlist willing learners. And then, number three, I'm going to encourage everyone, claim a prayer verse for your life. Claim a verse. You know what we often lack in prayer is motivation. That's what we often lack. We like to talk about prayer, and I love the idea of prayer, and I love the thought of going to prayer, but it's not always easy to follow through. And so we've got to find something, and I think the best thing to find would be something in God's Word that would motivate us. And maybe you would consider that verse that says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Maybe the one that says that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And maybe it's another verse, but this year we're going to present those things. And we're going to, through the services of our church and even perhaps our Sunday school classes and otherwise, we're going to start implementing teachings and things in so that we learn how to pray. But you've got to claim something for yourself. Ultimately this, we need to make the decision right now, don't wait, to make 2021 a genuine season of prayer. Brother John and I were talking about this the other day. Different themes have meant different things to me, and I've mentioned that tonight. And when we went into 2018, 2019, and we were buying the building and we were doing all that, God, before all of that even became a reality, he just said, this is a year of faith for you all. This needs to be faith, a year of faith. And out of that was even born our church name, wasn't it? Faith Way. And we said, we're going to do things the faith way. To me, this theme, I feel, is maybe the most important one we've ever had. Because pandemic or no, we can still pray. Government, religious freedom or no, we can still pray. And it doesn't matter what happens to us this year, we can take prayer with us. I want my kids to learn about prayer this year. I want your children to know about prayer. Maybe you say, Pastor, I do not pray. I just don't. I don't know what to do. This year, I want you to start to pray. We're going to emphasize things. We don't have time to do it tonight. Our time is gone this evening, and I've tried to take probably less time this year on Vision Night than any other year, but we're going to take time throughout our services, and I think of our Wednesday night service, and I think of Sunday nights and Sunday school and Sunday mornings. Really, we're going to implement teachings on prayer, and we're going to ask you this year to make it a journey. And at the end of the year, no one here is going to be the prayer warrior that God necessarily wants us to ultimately be, but I believe that we will have seen movement in the right direction. It's got to be an individual thing so that it can grow to a corporate, unified, church-wide thing. So let's ask God to give us that this year.